spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number three.
Be fair or get fined.
Yeah, during Teacher Appreciation Week, down at the Arizona House, a bill was passed. And it is a bill that could fine teachers $5,000. So it's silly. If you look at the vote, it was along party lines. You had 31 Republicans, 29 Democrats. And basically, if teachers violate this new bill law thing, we'll tell you about it in a second, teachers could be fined $5,000. So it basically prohibits teachers from discussing controversial issues. That's how I understand it. So I just asked, well, how do you teach history? Because a lot of history is controversial. How do you teach about slavery? How do you teach about, who knows, Native American history, the civil rights movement? How do you teach all about that without being controversial? It's a controversial issue. So what do they really want teachers to do here? It looks like they want teachers to present both sides.
Well, here's the thing. So much of what's going on right now is, and you have a lot of these critical race theories where it's essentially, hey, we're going to tell all, you know, my son's 10 and he's sweetest kid in the world. He's got to listen to some of this stuff that it just hammers him about. Basically, you're white and everything in the world is your fault.
And teachers in California say, I'm sure they don't say that.
Essentially, that's what it's like. So This is not like that, but there are some things in here that I think, you know, a lot of people, it's not so much both sides. I think you give the whole story. Because if you listen to some of this stuff now, what they want to teach here is essentially that, you know, America was the only place that ever really kept slaves, and that nobody, you know, it's not that. It shouldn't be divisive. I think you tell the whole story, and it can be uncomfortable, and you obviously vary that by age. You're not going to tell a 10-year-old something the same thing you would tell like a 16 or 17-year-old, but you should be able to talk about stuff without having to worry about being fined. I think that's the most ridiculous thing, and if it gets to the point where it is just becoming, you know, bashing white kids, well, that's stupid, but I don't think it would get to that point. I would at least hope not here.
So are House Republicans in Arizona worried it's just going to be they're going to bash white people?
Yeah.
That's it.
But America in general, like some of that stuff that, you know, like because
some of American history is not very good.
No.
You have to teach it the way that it happened because it's
But here's
back.
The thing.
Ooh.
Go around the globe
Keep
and
going.
Find out how bad it's been everywhere else. And we continue to hammer ourselves if we're the worst. And you'd be surprised how fast we move comparatively to the rest of the globe.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number two.
D-backs cash in.
Yeah, it's time to get some money, baby. It's time. Oh, yeah, they got lots of money. And now about to get a little bit more, and it's pretty simple. I'm going to get them a sports book, an app, a partnership. Let the money roll.
We're going to have that sports book. We're also going to have the mobile app, which will go online and be live once sports betting is indeed up and running, which hopefully by the end of this summer will be.
Yeah, so that Derek Hall right there. So you're going to be able to go in the stadiums now, and it's going to happen soon. By the time the Cardinals kick off, I'm sure they'll have their partnership with somebody. I don't know if it's going to be Phoenix, the Suns, probably not this year, but next year, same thing with the Coyotes. It's everywhere, and this is huge, huge. You're going to be able to go in and gamble in-game. They're going to have the William Hills mobile sportsbook product, which is amazing.
Hmm.
It is awesome.
So it's the D-backs and Caesars Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm trying to figure out this from a standpoint of a fan. If I go to a Diamondbacks game, can I gamble on who gets a hit? I mean, is it all that stuff? I think this pitcher's going to go more than five innings?
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, I'm not a gambler. Like, when I go to Vegas, guess what I don't do?
Gamble.
I don't gamble because I don't know how, and I would lose money, and it would make me mad. I'd rather spend money on a great dinner or a show. That's just me. But if I go to a Diamondbacks game, can I put a dollar down? And I know how stupid this sounds. Can I put, a couple of dollars? And I'm only talking, $1 or $2.
Yeah.
To make it interesting.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, because the way that I gamble is March Madness.
Yeah.
I throw a $10 bill in, right? And I don't know who I'm picking. And if I lose $10, I'm fine. Now, I know that there are going to be people out there that want to really gamble. Yeah. That's not me.
Here's the thing. Real gamblers are, a lot of times now, they know very little about sports. It's all about analytics now, and they got computers. And but it's for the average person. They're gamifying this. They've got the app. You're sitting there going, hey, check this out. They're going to give me 5-1 here that they're going to come back. I'm going to take that. I'll throw $10 at it. If I win $50, great. If not, I'll get one less beer. It makes it interesting.
It does make it interesting.
And that's why football got as big as it did with fantasy football. It kept people interested in games that they probably wouldn't be interested in because they've got a player on that team. Say, like the Jacksonville Jaguars or you. You get all into it. That's why you got the championship.
I am a fantasy football champion.
Yeah.
And I have a trophy that proves it. Yeah. It's about 3 inches tall, but...
But
little football.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
But it's mine.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number 1.
Fire in the Sky.
Love that movie. For those of you guys that don't know, Fire in the Sky was a movie based on a good Arizona native, Travis Walton, who was abducted. This, last night, was Fire in the Sky. People were freaking out. Oh, my God. It's lights. They're black. Oh, what? They're back. Settle down.
It was like Phoenix Lights Part 2. Their Starlink satellites, blame Elon Musk. This is yesterday's launch, and this is what they look like. It's a whole tray of 60 tiny satellites at a time.
People freaked out last night. You saw six, like all these white lights in the sky, and everyone's looking like, oh my goodness. So what was it again?
Starlink is his new web internet service. This is amazing. I've signed up for it. It's not quite ready yet. In some places in the country, it is. But let's just put it this way. Imagine have the fastest internet you could ever imagine anywhere in the world. You can be me in the middle of the outback or where I am, where the Valley of the Dirt people, and I can have internet faster than anything else, all based on
satellites. And
these
satellites are doing?
That's what these satellites are. And
really?
They're incredible. It is so amazing. He's a freak, and I love him.
But you were hoping for aliens.
No, the aliens are coming. They've got another 2 weeks, I think, before the Pentagon has to release all that stuff about the aliens. More's come out about it over the last couple
Nothing's
days.
Nothing's going to happen. What do you think's going to happen in 2 weeks? Come on. I mean, really.
They have to.
Well, what do you think's going to happen?
I think they're going to release some stuff. They'll probably try to redact something and won't give it all, but there's enough now. Too many people have come out and talked about it because they feel like they're not going to get in trouble
now. So in 2 weeks, we're going to prove that aliens exist.
Or that we've been visited at some point in time.
And
it may not be the aliens the way that people think, you know, because like a lot of it's interdimensional stuff like that. So it's over your head. You wouldn't understand.
I wouldn't understand.
But we get it.
Wait, what? Interdimensional?
See, Becky Lynn doesn't understand. She's award-winning.
Interdimensional.
So you're saying from, like, bent space
kind
where we
of,
can't
yeah.
go
yeah.
until, like, oh, my goodness.
By the way, do you know that earlier this year, the Pentagon filed a patent on actual, essentially, the bending of time? A product they have that they believe can bend time.
Yeah, like, I'm not buying that either.
That's pretty well. It's the Pentagon, so you're not quite sure what that is. But the it's scary cool. But this is not. This is just internet that's like insane. You guys have no idea how fast this stuff is going to be. It's $499 to sign up, and then it's like $40 a month. But it's so fast.
You've already signed up?
Yeah. It's just not ready. They said it'll be ready probably between July and September.
So it wasn't like weird aliens in the sky last night.
No,
it was
no. And by the way, did you see Elon Musk? He also fired off his other rocket yesterday, and it came back down and landed.
Yeah.
That was cool. It almost looked like they fired it off, and then they ran it in reverse.
And has he done Saturday Night Live yet, or is that still to
I think
come?
This weekend.
It's this weekend.
Yeah, where everybody's mad at him. I don't know why people are mad at him. It's so insane. The Arizona Daily Download's been brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the 2-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hear about that mom who delivered 9 kids?
Yep.
Holy moly.
It's a womb, not a clown car.
Uh-oh. Remember the Octomom?
Yeah, it's Octomom. Natalie Suleiman or
eight,
whatever
right?
it was. Yeah,
yeah. So this one's 9. We got to talk about that later.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She needs a vacation.
Nice. I can't believe you said that about her, Jack.
It's awful.
Awfully funny. Could you imagine that? Like, one is life-changing. This is like, this is generationally changing.
Well, they thought 7.
Yeah.
And then it turned, well, there are 2 more. We just, I don't
now
know.
Now you
we
got even more twins.
We didn't see them. They were in there somewhere, but we didn't see them. All right, let's see the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day.
Huge.
Brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. So I had some fun with Broomhead on this one. I actually made him vote.
You made him vote?
I made him vote for the. I said, listen, I want you to vote. So here's the question. The Cyber Ninjas, that's the firm that is handling our ballots, and they have no idea what they're doing. The Cyber Ninjas are peddling another conspiracy theory, saying a Southeast Asian airline smuggled in 40,000 ballots late on election night at Sky Harbor Airport. And I just ask a very simple question. Do you believe this garbage? And I give you four different, you know, possibilities. Well, you can vote. I'll tell you.
Voted. I voted OMG no.
Okay. So A, no. B, ha ha no. C, LOL no. Or D, OMG no. Broomhead also voted OMG no. 49% in it leads. So you're saying, what are you guys talking about with 40,000 ballots, and are they bamboo ballots, and did they come from Asia? And, well, let's break down the story for you. Something named John Brackey. He is the director of Audit USA. And he said this last week.
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper, because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
Yes.
And when there's a guy that comes out and says certain things, you take it seriously. Because this just, John, you left out the headline, bro. This isn't just a guy. This is Indiana Jones meets Edison. This is Ron Popeil, who makes the great and amazing Pocket Fisherman, meets the architect of finding gold on Oak Island.
The guy he's talking about, we now know who it is. How do you pronounce his name?
Yovan
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
Okay. He's the guy on the History Channel that, you know, you roll by that channel and you see that Oak Creek.
Oak Island.
I don't remember.
Making up shows now.
I'm making it up. So Yovan Pulitzer is now peddling this theory that there are 40,000 ballots made from bamboo that somehow all went to Joe Biden, and they're from China. He's calling them the China ballots. That's right, I said it.
China ballots.
He said it, China ballots. So here is Yovan Pulitzer.
Etc. That all the secrets I've learned over 20 years of being a professional treasure hunter around the globe.
How do you become a professional treasure hunter around the globe?
Well, apparently you go out and you treasure hunt.
Yeah. And then you find
you just call yourself one. Here, watch this, guys. Hey, do you guys know I was a professional treasure hunter?
It's awesome.
Yeah. You guys know that? Oh, yeah, I do. That's totally what I do. I haven't found any treasure, but neither did he. So there we go.
You know, when you're a professional treasure hunter, that's who you bring in to count. Yeah. Ballots, apparently. That's who you find.
You have to understand how to sift through fact or fiction when it comes to treasure legends, how to use newspaper archives, research database, etc. That's the first third of the book.
Okay. So he's written some books, a lot of pictures in those books, by the way. He thinks there's bamboo.
There's accusations of 40,000.
Oh, hold on. I got the wrong one. Hold on. That was Brakey. I'm trying to play the other guy.
Hey, folks. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer here. And I want to talk to you about my 10 treasure legend book series. And Hey, folks.
I mean, he's just... That's a guy who's helping with the ballots.
That's it. And he's not just helping. He is the one who went to Cyber Ninjas after he went out, and he led the charge right after the election in Georgia.
Oh.
And he led the charge to get the Cyber Ninjas in on this.
China ballots.
Yeah. And the China ballots have bamboo, and they were dropped in Phoenix.
Now, let's say there was an influx of China ballots. China does not have the tree and lumber population we have, because it got deforested primarily a long time ago. They use bamboo, and they do use wood pulps. They use bamboo in their paper, and they use about 27 different mixes of grasses.
So there are grass stains on the ballots
that we don't have here in the United States. And although you can't look at it and see it, it's very detectable.
Okay, so he's an expert on bamboo ballots that came into Arizona from China. 40,000 of them dropped here on election night, all apparently going to Joe Biden.
You know how that lady over there won an award?
Becky Lynn?
Yes.
Yes.
In 2001, our good buddy Yovan Pulitzer?
Yes.
He won the Smithsonian Laureate Medal for most likely to change society.
Seriously. For the worse?
No. Well, they didn't say. They just said change society. They never said if it was good or bad. They just said change it. It's like one of those guys who, you know, you go and you look and you're like, well, okay, he's got a lot of patents and inventions, including the greatest, worst invention of all time.
Yeah. What is it again?
It is the, the cat scanner? Something like that. Not a cat scan, but it's a cat that scans QR codes.
It looks like a cat.
Yeah.
It fits in the palm of your hand. And it scans those codes.
Yeah.
But he wanted to make it look like a cat. That's the guy who's holding your ballot if you voted in Maricopa County.
Yeah. And he's come up with a system that he's developed based on magic and pretend.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Head hurts.
Yeah.
And my head hurts. All right. Coming up next.
I'm going to totally befriend him on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Right? Are we all
sure.
with me?
Go ahead.
Do it. Yeah.
Totally
yeah.
He needs more than one friend.
Oh, my Lord. Some of the stuff. I'm just looking at some. He shows his medal off everywhere.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a real something, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my Lord.
I feel really good that he's looking at our ballots, the bamboo and all that paper.
Maybe he's just the greatest inventor of all time.
Coming up next.
Coming up!
Millions of people unemployed.
That's
why can't companies find workers? We'll talk about it. Stick around.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, coming up at 4:05. It's official. The Cyber Ninjas have hired a treasure hunter to count your ballots.
Thank goodness. I was worried that wasn't going to happen. I was thinking to myself, you know what? If only we had a treasure hunter, we could get to the bottom of
it. If only I were joking.
Yeah. Speaking of the bottom, imagine this. You're a nice-looking young lady. You're at the beach hanging out. What I'm saying is you have a nice figure. Right, you're put together well, but you're hanging out. You're getting some sun when all of a sudden, some other woman comes up and with her boyfriend and kids and's not happy about your looks.
I just had the worst experience in Hawaii on the Big Island. So I lay down at this spot that's right off the road, and this family that's getting out of their car sits down like kind of close to me. And the mom starts saying to her boyfriend, no, I can't have that. That's not okay with me. And I look up and she's looking at me. So I ask if there's an issue. And she says she doesn't want to be seeing my butt and lady parts.
Which you can't see. She's got a bikini on. It's nothing, you know, it's
a bikini is supposed to cover all that stuff.
Well, it's not a string bikini or thong. It's just a regular bikini.
And
it's
someone
not,
has a problem with that.
Yeah, well, of course, because her boyfriend looked, right? And she's not done.
This is my bathing suit. Pretty freaking normal, right?
Normal, totally.
I asked her what the issue was and what I needed to cover because she was with the kids, so I was trying to be respectful. And she just said that she wanted me to leave. I was in her way. So I got up and left, and she said mahalo, and it ruined my day.
Wow.
Wow.
Mahalo.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe
but
it.
If you think masks are the only thing we'll fight about, her boyfriend looked at her, and I'm sure the boys, she had young boys who were like, oh, she's pretty, because she's kind of attractive, but she's not JoJo the dog-faced girl, but she's, you know, oh, she's pretty, look at her, she's a bikini. Mom's like, you need to go away from here.
You need to cover up.
The housefrau lady.
Oh,
that lady's the worst.
That's a Karen, right?
That's a Karen. That lady wasn't a Karen. She felt the brunt of Karen.
That's what I mean.
Who I guarantee you, Karen has cankles.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Hey, here's a little something for you guys. Dogecoin. You guys know what Dogecoin is?
Yes, I've heard of it. It started out as a joke and it became a real thing.
It was a meme and now it's a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
If you would have taken your 3 stimulus checks and invested those, you'd have $500,000 right now.
Really?
Do you know my daughter has a small investment in Dogecoin? I need to ask her where
you should
right now. I'm going to ask her.
I wonder how much did she throw in?
I don't know. Not that much. She was just kind of playing
like
with
50
it.
Bucks or something?
Probably.
All right.
Well, I'm going to have to ask her.
Maybe
very
you can
quickly.
Say, hey, listen, I'll buy it from you.
She probably has 10 grand, 5, 10 grand.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah. If she threw 50 bucks in it when it started and she, you know, which was nothing, It's up 12,000%. So she would probably be in a situation.
I'm going to text her.
Did you say 12,000%?
Yeah, 12,000%.
12,000.
So you better cash it in because you don't know. Again, it's just pure gambling. Tomorrow, it could crash to the bottom.
You know who's really into this? Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's going to crash tomorrow. And now others are looking to throw money at it. Now's a good time, people.
Well, he created some havoc last night.
He did. What with the Starlink?
By the way, just out of curiosity, what happened to GameStop?
GameStop, here's the thing with GameStop. GameStop's up, but if you pull your money out, it'd be hard to get because the market makers are going to set you at a price that you're not going to get it. They're not making any money. Their entire game plan is essentially antiquated, right? Nobody's going. You can get games now from your machine.
Well, yeah, but people invested in GameStop and they put money in, and on paper it was worth all this.
Yeah.
So.
Some people made money. People got in early, but a lot of people got in much later, and it swings all over the place. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up. Mother's Day. It's coming up. One mom got a little something-something, and something-something, and there's another something-something, and then there was another one, and then there's another one, and by the time they figured out how many, they were just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're going to talk about that. Get us a chat show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chat Show.
All right, still to come at 4:05.
4:05.
We will rock the news.
Do it rock and roll style.
News stories of rock with your favorite classic rock. And I think we're going to touch on, maybe just for a minute or two, cyber ninjas have hired a treasure hunter to count your ballots.
Oh, not a joke. A lot more than
not a joke. They have hired a treasure hunter to count your ballots. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing?
It is.
All right, we'll get to that soon. First.
Move over Octomom, a woman from Mali, has done you one better. Mom says she was aware she was having a multiple birth, but according to her ultrasounds, she was expecting 7 children.
Cool.
But she surprised the world by giving birth to 5 girls and 4 boys for a grand total of 9 babies.
Oh.
All of the infants were delivered by C-section, and the mom and the newborns are reported to be doing well at a hospital in Morocco.
Good night.
Matt, look.
What do you do? No one could take care of 9 babies.
I have no idea what you do. 9. I mean, it's...
I've talked to some friends who had... what do you call it when you have 2 babies?
Twins?
That's it. Very difficult.
It is. It is. It's not like, you know, when you're thinking, it's like, oh, it's like, you know, if you go get cats, right? Like, you'll get 2. Why? Because they want to hang out with each other. They'll make each other company.
Yeah.
You know what you don't do? You don't bring home the whole litter.
Mm.
So, 9 kids. And by the way, they didn't mention if she had other kids. What if she's got a couple at home?
I think you got to give them away.
Well, you can do that now here, right, in Arizona. You can test drive them for 30 days, and then you can drop them off at the fire station.
I did read that today. Yes, I did see that.
I just, 9 kids, like the surprise. I love how the other two popped out. Like, surprise! You thought there was 7. There's 9 of us.
Well, when you hit 7, does it really matter if it's 9?
Yeah, at this point.
I mean, at that point, it really doesn't matter.
9
She's
kids.
She's 25 years old.
9 kids.
She's 25 years old.
That is generational train right there. That is generational.
Becky 9. Lynn, what do you do if you have 9 kids?
I don't know. I only have 2.
Like, I know. But
honestly.
Do you give a couple away?
No.
I'm just thinking.
You know, I knew a family that had more than 9 kids. I remember going in their house and I looked at the dining room table that had specially made. I want to think they had about 12.
Are you kidding me?
No. Many of them were adopted. But I don't know how they juggled all that. I have no clue.
No one could afford diapers for 9 kids for even
9
a week.
Babies. Yeah.
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 Well, that was the whole thing with the Octomom,
that?
Right?
What do you? She had how many Octomom? 8. That's 8. So what do you call 9? What is that?
Is it nintuplet? I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, let's see. I thought I wrote that down somewhere. They call it. Non-uplets.
Non-uplets?
N-O-N-U-P-L-E-T-S.
Yeah.
I've never heard that word.
Non-uplets.
Mm. That's because it's never happened before.
Non-uplets, because you're non-having fun because you got a bunch of uplets.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness.
Can you believe 9
poor thing.
Children.
Because,
yeah.
Like, if you're mom and you're laying on the table and you have the C-section and you're expecting 7.
It's a Guinness World Record, by the way.
Is it really?
Yep.
And they pull out the 7th, and mom's there's like, thank God, we're not quite done yet. You've got two more. You got a left fielder coming, and you got a right fielder
That's
coming.
That's right. Yeah.
So the five girls, four boys, anywhere from 1.1 pounds to 2.2 pounds, like it's like a bass. And she had a C-section because because they were worried. It was only 30 weeks. She was only 30 weeks. They had to. They moved her to Morocco because they were worried about it. But they look like they're all going to be fine, and everybody seems to be very happy.
Wow.
The good thing is she was expecting seven, which is enough.
Yeah.
So she already had plans of what she was going to do. So you just add a couple more in there.
What are the plans?
I don't know, but you know that she already knew, so she had to
have made plans. Well, you need two more cribs.
Well, yeah. Well, at that size, some of them can double up.
Here's my thing. It's like, you know, like, what's her name? The Octomom, she, like, was cuckoo for cocoa, and she kind of planned it, right?
Like,
this
is
infertility.
But didn't she do it for attention?
Of course.
And then got a television show?
She had like 15 kids or whatever.
But she had a television show,
right? She did. Man. Okay.
Maybe this woman should call the Octomom and say, hey, listen, how did you do it?
The government paid for medical evacuation to Morocco.
Okay.
She should totally get on and start doing the what's it called? The GoFundMe. Because people throw all kinds of stuff at that right now.
Yeah.
That would actually be a good one.
Yeah,
then.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I'm just looking at some of this. I can't even imagine. Like, where do you live? Like, remember how we had like a 2-bedroom, 3-bath house? Not anymore.
I have one question. Are you sure they got them all?
That's right.
I'm just saying. I mean, who knows? They left one in there.
There were 30 staff members to help aid in the delivery.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
They're just tossing them out.
She gave birth to nine
kids.
Children.